welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, and I'm so excited for this episode. You know, we've gotten so much warfare and resistance over this message that I'm about to release. It's taken months, actually, for us to get here. And I tell you, even as I'm recording this, there's resistance, and I'm going to release some good news over you and how to develop a power buster prayer that's a breakthrough prayer for you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that your power would bust through even the warfare that's going on right now. There will be no more in Jesus' name. We ask now that you would open the heavens over us. Amen. Well, good news is, you know, there's been a change in the season, in the spiritual atmosphere. And the time and the season has been changing, and it started for me, and I started noticing people around me as well, in late May and then into early June. Now, here's the thing is, you can listen to this later on. God is outside of time. So, yeah, this and the internet, the Lord knows all this. You'll be watching this later, and you'll get this breakthrough as well. God is releasing higher levels of anointing, gifts, power, angels. The prophetic has increased. And I tell you, this is a time I haven't seen anything like this. Man, whoo. I'm like a signs prophet where things that happen to me is like a sign for others. So I've lived this out, and I'm telling you, this is the time of your breakthrough. So, you know, I had major breakthroughs that just came and got visited by some powerful angels of the Lord. I started getting very clear, detailed prophetic words over myself and others. And also, I noticed that I was getting names and stuff started happening. I mean, that was a change. It just shifted in the last few weeks. I've been getting details of you know, how to move into different strategies, and this isn't just for myself, but for publicly and during ministry times and prayer. It's a powerful time. So, wow, this has been a powerful time, powerful, powerful. I'm just going to release this over you. Let's get a recap where we are. You know, we've been in this time. Let's just be honest. You know, I'm a positively, powerfully prophetic person, but we've suffered a lot with the pandemic, and since 2020, there's been a lot of warfare. There's been wave after wave after wave of violence, deception. There's been serious hits on our finances, health, the spirit of death and suicide has been here. But you know what? If you've been listening to my podcast, I don't talk about that stuff. I talk about the solution and not the pollution. That's what the Lord asked me to do. But I'm going to just recap this here because we've got the solution to all this pollution. I'm giving you something here. Let's just dive right in. The biggest hit that Satan has done over the last 2 years has been to get people to not be able to pray. And we have actually lost a lot of our prayer covering. And Habakkuk 2:1, we need this level of prayer. I will stand at my watch and I will station myself on the ramparts and I will look to see what the Lord will say to me. And I will give an answer to his complaint. So a large number of our retired, our mature, our elderly people have died or have been taken out because of sickness, COVID, other things. And there's just been so much loneliness is hitting in, and some of them have gotten cut off from their prayer partners at one time. And I tell you, the Lord showed me, he says that these are the people that went to heaven early, but they were holding things in place for us. I released this word last year. I saw that there was an urgent need to rebuild our walls of intercession. And so I hear the Lord again that we need an urgent call to pray. Romans 13:11. And do this knowing the time. Yeah, knowing the time. That now is high time to awaken out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer than we have ever believed. Wow. Romans 13:11. This is high time to wake up out of our sleep. That's what I saw these angels suddenly show up a few weeks ago. And I'm going to go over this, and I've been releasing this out. But we're going to wake up, and there's a power move coming over you. The Lord is calling people that might not consider themselves to be intercessors or prayer people to step up on a special assignment right now. We're going to release something. The Lord is going to do something new over the next few months because we're getting ready for a big breakthrough. But the Lord is releasing power prayer strategies or power prayer buster strategies. Ooh, He's restoring the watchman, basically. And Ezekiel 3:17, he was a watchman. Since many of our major watchmen and women, watch people, have gone to the Lord. Or maybe they just got cut off, they got sick, something happened. The Lord did, He showed me this. Man, we've lost a huge covering. And that caused the spirit of violence to start to rule in the streets. You want to know what's wrong? It's right here. It's prayer. But the Lord is not going to be outdone. I want to tell you, Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give the warning to the people. So there's a new power and an urgency to pray right now. The Lord is raising up people like you and me for this new paradigm. I saw it. It's a new wineskin of intercession. It's a new wineskin of prayer and intercession. So we're going to get these power buster prayers. The Lord's going to bring angels. He's going to bring new strategies right now. It's going to start right now and move over the next few months, especially through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur in the fall. You know what? I was supposed to release this last year. You know, I do an online training each month, but I went into warfare right when I tried to do this. I forgot what month it was, but boy, I tried to release this to the world last year about the prayer training. And it just could not do it. I went in, me and my team went into warfare. We started, you know, walking through some stuff, and we started dismantling these attacks. And at the same time, look back on my podcast, you know, look back on my stuff, my daily prophetic, my podcast. I stayed positive in the midst of it because you don't want to just focus on the warfare itself. You want to be able to release the joy of the Lord still. And so prayer changes things, but most people, either they don't have time, or maybe you haven't been trained on how to pray or what to pray. So it's time to step up into this new season, says the Lord. Wow, whoo-hoo. Wow. I feel the presence of God. The Lord is he's calling us. He's filling us right now. And I don't know about you, but I really need a breakthrough. And I tell you, so if you need a positive boost right now, maybe you feel called to change things, you want to be a world changer, maybe you need your own situation changed, but you don't know where to start, here's the prophetic word the Lord gave me. It finally came together today. He's bringing a three-chord solution. You know, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. You know, one can be overcome, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So there's a three-strand cord of the Lord coming right now. The first wave that's coming is freedom from the past. And I just released the prophetic word for this month, for June, and I talk about freedom from the past. He's bringing healing of hope deferred. He's bringing healing of different things like that. The second wave is the new angels are here. Wow, I was stunned. I've been around angels for a while, but these guys showed up and it was a blast. I started getting all kinds of new revelation, new power. I was laughing again. Then the third thing is a new power prayer strategy. New power prayer strategy. So let's look at freedom from the past. First of all, here's the three chord. 2 Corinthians 3:17. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. the Lord is bringing His Spirit of liberty and freedom. He's going to start showing you stuff. He's going to show you how to get released from the struggles that were difficult in the previous season. You know, you've been struggling with addictions and stuff. Hey, you know, hang with it. Keep asking forgiveness. Keep moving forward. But the Lord is now moving in a new way. He's not going to nuke you. He's going to move in a new way. We're going to see some power turning in the month of June. And it's going to move into the end of the year. He's going to start birthing new ideas, new creative solutions in you. There's new healing that's here. The second of the three court. Angels are on assignment. I saw five groups. This is not limited. But I saw five groups being released this month. These are, the first was the angels of financial help. Because the storehouses have been depleted. And we need to build up the financial resources. Angels of revelation. Now these are dreams, visions, mysteries, all kinds. Warring angels. Wahoo! We need that one. Helper angels. Now these were interesting. These were not just a help like you might think. Let's say you need healing. The helper angel was there. Let's say you need a laugh. Oh my goodness. Or if you need to get the job done. The first thing the helper angels did for me is start telling me jokes in the shower. I was cracking up because they were helping me get out of my situation. Now, here's a fifth group was angels of family and relationships. And he's going to bring, they're bringing healing right now. It's not limited, but these are the five I saw. Now there's a new power prayer strategy that's here. It's almost like I was seeing at one point, it's a buster. It's a prayer buster. That's in Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborer who builds it does it in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Now notice this verse, Psalm 127:1, talks about both the watchman in prayer plus building something that we need to get ourselves out of the situation. We need new power. Unless the Lord does it, He's stepping up right now. I have to just step back at sometimes and, you know, and watch the Lord move. It's amazing. The Lord's now releasing new power, prayer strategies. Prayer changes things, folks. It's needed. If you haven't figured it out yet, get a three-strand cord. You know, three people at least. You, two others, or you and three others. Doesn't matter. Two's okay. You know, two, at least two to agree together. But get three to get your breakthrough. And that's how I got my breakthrough for healing, is agreeing with others, but also that three-cord prayer team around you. It doesn't have to be anything formal. They don't have to be that. Yeah, they don't have to be that anointed, for crying out loud. It's the Word of God. You can just do a text group, whatever. The Lord gave me some new power prayer strategies, some decrees that open the heavens and release solutions and blessings. Now, here's my breakthrough. We were stuck in the month of May. We were stuck in an illegal financial situation with a lease for an office. It was nearly $13,000, but with all the strings attached to it, it was nearly $15,000. The Lord gave me a power buster prayer, and I went and prayed that. And guess what? Man, right at the end of the month, when we thought it was going to at least cost us a settlement, that's what we were told even by an attorney, but 100% got cleared, and they were even shocked that it happened. And it's because of a power buster prayer came through. Then, the next one. We were stuck in a season here. You know, we were trying to get free from a past season where we've been for the last 7 years. I've been in the season of seeing some behind-the-scenes things in the government in Hollywood here, and we've been stuck. But then I prayed the power buster prayer. It wasn't just one. I'm going to give you one, but I'll show you how to develop yours in a little bit here. But we got out of the new season, and now, my goodness, things are moving quick. That's why the angels showed up, because of the power of buster prayers. I was visiting a church. I walked in, and the Lord said, hey, did you notice something? And I said, yeah, wow, the heavens are kind of closed here. I wasn't speaking or ministering or anything. But I did a power buster prayer, and the Holy Spirit poured out in power. I got healed. I wasn't ministering or anything. I was just there. I got healed. Many others got healed. It was a time to go fix your situation and watch the Lord move. Let me give you an example. One, we're going to do one right now. Then I'm going to talk about some free, well, it's a training, but I'll tell you how it's going to work out this weekend. And the power, an example, let's for a moment, okay? Let's just think for a moment where you need your breakthrough. Maybe it's your spiritual life. Is it your finances? Maybe relationships, family, health, healing, emotions. Maybe there's a stronghold or foothold of the enemy, addictions, or whatever it might be. Okay, maybe it's all of the above, check. But choose one, whatever it is. Now, I'm going to go through a small prayer here. This is an example. And again, this is not a formula, but I'm going to do something right now that's going to shift something over you. So now, step one, choose what it is. Maybe it's financial. All right, Lord, I repent for anything that I may have done that's stopping me from getting my breakthrough or my blessing, including generational ties. All right. Lord, I ask you to show me what you want me to see. And I ask you to show me what Satan does not want me to see. Next, Lord, show me if there's anything that I need to do to receive this or to get this revelation or get this breakthrough. Maybe I need to forgive someone. Maybe I need to go back and do something you've asked me to do. Or maybe it's nothing at all. Maybe I just need to worship the Lord and praise Him more to open the atmosphere up. Now, Lord, release the Spirit of Truth to speak to me right now. Yep, release the Spirit of Truth. And Lord, we ask that you would release your angels. You might want to consider taking communion. I take communion daily. In fact, when I need a breakthrough, right now, I've got 3 meals a day. I'm doing 3. Doesn't matter. You just take communion daily if you can. Find maybe a Bible verse that's going to back up what you need. And then a worship song would be good too. Anything that comes to mind. Maybe the Lord will show you which one. But let's an example right now is Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call on my name and pray to me and I will answer you. Now that covers everything. You know, the plan of the Lord is here. Prosper you. You know, we need to break through the fear of prosperity or whatever that is. We need to be able to have money to be a blessing to others. Get out of debt. Get that stuff. Get fear off you. The plans to get hopelessness in the future. Unanswered prayers are going to get broken free here. Then I just like one worship song that comes to mind for me is Good, Good Father. And I hear that you can just, that's, there's so many different versions. I forgot who wrote it, sorry. But then ask the Lord to show you what yours might be. If you want to really go into the Spirit, then there's one that I listen to that gives me a break. In fact, I put it on repeat. It's by Kim Walker Smith. She's with Jesus Culture, but this is her solo album, Kim Walker Smith, Spontaneous Song 5 Live. Spontaneous Song 5 Live. It's about 12 minutes long, and she goes into tongues and praying in the Spirit. That's a power buster. It depends on what you need. All right, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're revealing what is needed right now, how to fix things in the Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would open up and activate these three things. Getting set free from the past, the angels would come, and also that there would be a release of prayer and anointing over us, and that we'd have a breakthrough prayer strategy in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, actually, I'm going to do that. I was trying to do an online training all last year. It was months. I don't know how long ago I tried to do it on prayer. We finally had to give people money back because it wouldn't work. But now, we're going to do that. In fact, this weekend. And if you need a breakthrough, it's not just on prayer. This is how to get a power buster prayer going, how to get a breakthrough in your situation, financial, relationships. I tell you, there'll be the release of the angels and the higher level understanding of things, the mysteries and the administration of what the Lord is doing. Release the Holy Spirit. We'll be doing it this week. Join me for the breakthrough strategy session. It's a live group mentoring with me, Doug Addison, and we'll have the power of prayers and decrees that you can pray. And here's the fun part, is we were going to do this previously. You know, we were going to charge for it. Well, this time we're just going to do it for an offering. So you just go to my website and take a look. Well, let me tell you what it is. It's June 25th. June 25th from 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time, but you don't have to be there, but we can send you the link. But you do need to make some type of donation and consider, you know, all that I've done for you. Consider being generous, because we've been trying to get this breakthrough for so long, and we've actually, because I couldn't do anything, I couldn't do any of these online trainings, we've actually had to walk through a season right now where we need to replenish the storehouses. We've been givers for so long. So consider, when you come into this thing, to donate. Donate good. Or maybe just make a donation. DougAddison.com/breakthrough strategy. And it's a donation right there. And still offering right now how to write your book. It's the Write Your Book Now Challenge. I'm so excited about this. You know, the Lord's releasing books from heaven. He's releasing stuff. And so just to find out more about this, we're doing this a challenge that's going on with my team, my publishing team, with me on demand. It's on demand, the video with me. My courses and on this. And then my publishing and writing team will be there live to coach you for 30 days. And just go to DougAddison.com/write, W-R-I-T-E. 2022, and take a look at it. Well, you know, the Lord is moving in power. I hope to see you this weekend. If you can just make a donation to us as well, we're just appreciative, because we've been walking through a time just like you have. But the Lord told me, He said, hey, watch for a turnaround. Even this weekend, we're going to start to see a turnaround in the spiritual realm. All right, God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.